How can you, as a supervisor, stay calm during a disciplinary talk? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today let's look at the uncomfortable side of disciplinary talks and how you can increase your confidence level. One of the least favorite parts of being a supervisor is having to do a disciplinary talk with an employee who has either broken the rules or had unacceptable performance. Now, there are several reasons why leaders don't look forward to these talks, and some of them are fairly obvious. One is, most of the time, we're not comfortable delivering negative news. To the extent that you might have a bad meal in a restaurant, most of us don't take the time to complain or even let the restaurant know. In the case of employees, though, it's important that we let them know how they're not meeting our expectations so that we can hope to get them back on track. The second reason why we have trouble with disciplinary talks is that we worry too much about the reaction. Now, some of the time you're going to talk to an employee, they're simply going to accept your feedback and make changes. But what supervisors are really worried about is two kinds of negative reactions. One is where the employee actually starts to mope after the talk, so they don't say good morning to you anymore, they don't even make eye contact with you. A lot of supervisors can't handle the fact that the person just isn't as friendly as they used to be. Now, in that case, by the way, following the disciplinary action, you're going to make sure that you always say good morning and how's it going and how was your weekend, knowing that the person might be a little standoffish for a while. The second reaction that supervisors worry about is that kind of aggressive reaction where the person starts making excuses and pointing fingers or trying to turn the tables on the supervisor. Now, if you stopped worrying a little bit about how the person reacts and realize that most people, even if their reaction during the conversation is not as constructive as you'd hope, usually afterwards they do change their behavior. And so if you worried less about the reaction and more about the outcome, it probably helps you get in the right frame of mind to deliver disciplinary action. Probably the third reason that supervisors avoid giving disciplinary talks is because they expect that there's going to be excuses. And how can you deal with excuses, which we've dealt with in other leader feeder videos. But essentially, if you realize that an excuse is really designed just to kind of take you off track and not stay focused on the person's behavior, you'd realize that part of what you do when you hear excuses is you repeat back the excuse so that the person knows that you did hear what they said, and then you reframe it and bring it back on track to what you wanted to talk about, which is the behavior or the performance issues. So, how do we get in that right frame of mind? Well, in the meeting itself, it's important that you stay in control of your emotions. For example, we had one supervisor in a class recently that said what really gets him fired up during a disciplinary talk is when he's talking to them about, let's say, attendance or attention to detail and, you know, not following procedures, and the employee then brings up all sorts of other issues that are relatively minor in nature, but really kind of designed to throw off the leader. So while you're talking to them about one thing, they're bringing up like three or four other things that have nothing to do with the issue that you're talking to them about. Now, one of the techniques for that is to, anytime somebody brings something up that's designed to take you off track, your goal is to name it and then put it aside. Name it and then put it aside. So if they bring up things that you weren't expecting, you could say, wow, I didn't know that was a big deal. Let's put that aside for a minute while we stay focused on the issue of why I brought you in to talk to you this morning. So that way the person can't divert you away from your main focus. Now, when people start to try to hijack your disciplinary talk, there are a few tips for how to stay calm in control while you're administering discipline. Tip number one, have a positive intent. I mean, you can't go into a disciplinary talk just to give somebody heck for doing something you didn't like. And many times the supervisor has built up so much frustration that they take it out on the person. So you need to have in your mind the positive intent that says, you know what, I think this person can be successful, they can meet my expectations, they can be a valuable contributor on the team. Just have that mindset. Second, of course, is to prepare your notes in advance. If you're going into a disciplinary talk just winging it, unless it's something you're used to doing multiple times, you should really get your notes together. And those notes could be, you know, what you've observed, the specific instance that you're talking to them about and what you'd really like them to do differently, and maybe even some of the excuses that you might hear from them and how you might react to those excuses. So prepare your notes. And the third tip is have answers for those excuses. So if you know they're going to bring up, well, other guys do it, it's not just me, I was too busy, or any other reason why they might not have met your expectation, just be prepared for it. You know, be prepared to say, hey, I realize other guys might be doing it. It's your behavior I want to focus on. Or I realize that, you know what, we do ask a lot of you and your plate is very full. The problem is that particular thing needs to still get done even though you're really busy. And the fourth tip for doing a great disciplinary talk is to make sure it stays conversational. Because if it's accusational, it's going to be very much putting the other person on the defensive. And I think if you're conversational, you can still convey the seriousness of it, but not to the point where you're scolding the person. Because remember, at the end of all that, you want to have a positive emotional sense that the person wants to meet your expectations. If you've treated them poorly and dehumanized them in any way during the conversation, they're probably going to be thinking about revenge instead of meeting your expectations. Of course, after you've done a number of disciplinary talks, your confidence inevitably will grow. I just don't want it to get to the point where you think of it as being not that important anymore, or you're just going through the motions. So always take disciplinary talks seriously and keep them positive so that you can get the outcomes that you're looking for. Once you've gotten more effective at doing disciplinary talks, it's like a notch on your belt as a supervisor, you're going to want to build some of your other leadership skills. And of course, we have tons of resources to help you out. And you can check into those on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or why not join on one of our social media platforms or on our podcast. And that's the Leader Feeder podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Now, the one thing you could do to really help us out is if you're using the podcast, or if you're watching the video on YouTube, is to go and leave a comment and a review. Other people will definitely find it helpful if you've left a review on how much you found that the podcast or the videos are helpful. Until next time, have a great leadership journey.